You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli. I appreciate you being here. In case you missed the announcement, Giano Caldwell is going to be my guest, man himself, Fox News contributor and author of the book, The Day My Brother Was Murdered. He has done so much with his foundation to try to help fight crime in America. He's like a modern day Batman. Giano's a great guy. I've gotten to know him well, appearing on Jimmy Failla's show together with him a couple times. And I'm so excited. We'll be in person together July 31st. Zlock Performing Arts Center in Bucks County. And that's easy to get to because it's, you know, if you're in Jersey, people complain. They're like, why aren't you doing anything in Jersey? I'm in Jersey and it takes me, it's like 20 minutes to get there. So easy to get to July 31st. The VIP event starts at 6 o'clock. You'll meet Giano. We'll hang out. He'll sign a copy of the book for you, and you'll get a Politics and Pints tumbler. This event will sell out, so make sure you get your tickets right now by going to 1210WPHT.com. Do it now, and I'm very excited to have Giano join us. Very excited to have him talk about that book. And President Trump came out, gave it a great recommendation, said it's an incredibly important book, one of the most important books of our moment. So there you go. July 31st, 1210WPHG.com, Politics and Pints with Giano Caldwell. Everything that's happening right now in Philadelphia with the strike, because I know it's this garbage, they're saying on Monday they're going to pick up the trash. So I posted some videos of this. It's obviously become national news. The garbage piling up in Philly. It's disgusting. It's just gross. Well, now they're saying, the city's saying that it will be picked up on Monday. So, you know, the strike's over and there you go. Lasted 8 days and now garbage service will resume on Monday in Philadelphia. But the disgustingness of it, just thank God it didn't last any longer. I had so many people who were texting me about this with, you know, they live in Port Richmond and their families and like piling up and they're bringing garbage to their church and they had to bring garbage to these drop-off sites. And I mean, just absolutely disgusting. You know what I mean? So that's over. And some good news locally for a Philly cop who our lunatic district attorney, Larry Krasner, went after. He can now sue him, which makes me very, very happy as well. Because I like that, because there's some justice right there. And hopefully some justice that we'll have. And I'll tell you about that as the show goes on today as well, because I can't stand Larry Krasner. You know, he's one of those people in my mind that is just the worst of the worst. He really is. He's the worst. He is a Soros-funded lunatic prosecutor, and he's a guy who has made it a priority to go after police officers, and he's made it a priority to turn his back on criminals. He wants to be the resistance to Trump. And, you know, when he went after Joe Bologna, a guy that I've known who had a great reputation on the Philadelphia police force, and there was the day that they had those riots during the Summer of Love, and Krasner charged him, and he was found not guilty. And now a judge has said prosecutorial immunity doesn't shield Krasner from the police officer's malicious prosecution claims, according to the judge. And that's it. And good. So now he can sue him. A former Philadelphia police officer may move forward on his claims that allegations that Krasner pursued a criminal case against him without probable cause. Federal judge making that ruling today. The judge held the prosecutorial immunity does not shield Krasner from the plaintiff's claims. So there you go. Good. That's it. The judge also declined to dismiss allegations that Krasner and the city of Philadelphia maintained an unconstitutional practice of targeting police officers with unfounded criminal prosecution. Think about that for a moment. Think about that, the judge's ruling on that. The judge has said now that the issue can also go forward in the courts, that Larry Krasner, as the district attorney of Pennsylvania, of Philadelphia, excuse me, he may have maintained an unconstitutional practice of targeting police officers with unfounded criminal prosecution. That's amazing. That's amazing. And I know that he's doing this. I know that that's what Krasner was doing. I have no doubts about that. I've heard that from friends of mine in the Philadelphia Police Department who said that for a long time. You know, he is not a district attorney. He's a defense attorney. Is what he is. The DA should stand for defense attorney. And part of the reason why recruitment numbers are low for Philly cops, although it's getting a little bit better, because they've got a good chief now. You know, they got a good commissioner. Thank God. But and the mayor has their back, but Krasner's the problem. And as long as Larry Krasner's there, and he's going to be there for a long time because this city's nuts and they keep electing the guy. And I know if you don't live in Philly, you probably think to yourself, well, you know, you get what you get. True, you do. But at the same time, get some of the finest police officers in the entire country in this city of Philadelphia. And I've had the honor of getting to know them over the years. Some of the best of the best. I think, you know, as my buddy Steve Weiler used to say, when he was on the job, he'd say, Philly produces a special kind of cop. It's true. They do. And Krasner goes after those cops. So now that Joe Bologna is suing, and now that the judge has said that Krasner and the city of Philadelphia, this case can go forward, that they maintained an unconstitutional practice of targeting police officers with unfounded criminal prosecution. That's huge. The judge held that prosecutorial immunity does not shield Krasner from the plaintiff's claims. And what they did to this cop, what they did to him is disgraceful. And they've done this to so many others. You know, he's not the first. He won't be the last. And hopefully then we can get some justice by dragging Krasner in court. You know, the attempts to impeach him failed. But if you can fight back in court, then maybe it becomes a wake-up call to a lot of these district attorneys around the country. And that brings me to Elon Musk and this stupid America Party, or whatever the hell he wants to call it, this third party. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. And I'll say it till the day I die. And that is this. There will never be a third party in this country, ever. Oh, by the way, speaking of cops, it's Papa Zioli's birthday today. So happy birthday to Papa Zioli. We wish him well. And I hope Mama Zioli is making him something nice, or at least taking him out somewhere nice. Probably doing that. Probably going out to dinner somewhere nice in Myrtle Beach, I hope. So happy birthday to Papa Zioli. And thank you for your years of service in law enforcement. I appreciate it very, very much. We all do, especially your work after 9/11. And you can read about that in his book that he wrote about his recovery team, Romeo, Rising from the Ashes, which, you know, I usually have my dad on every year after 9/11, around 9/11, to talk about that book that he wrote about his recovery team, Romeo, and all the guys who were retired who came back on the job to help with the recovery and then ultimately the you know, I mean, at what would become bringing up the bodies of their old partners and friends and colleagues. So so happy birthday to my dad. Hope it's a fun one. Hope it's a special one. And I know that the grandkids called earlier to say hello to Papa. So there you go. That's good. I'll have Claire call later tonight. All right. She's doing her stuff, her theater camp stuff. You see, this is what I'm talking about, because I'm home right now on dad duty because we were on vacation. I only took 4 days off. One of those days was July 4th, so that doesn't even count. So I took 3 days off, and people were busting my chops on social media. Like, where are you? It wasn't even a week. And I did, while I was working, you know, I did several Fox News hits, and I filled in for Jimmy Fallon twice. But the point is, I'm home now, and Bridget and the kids are still up in Tupper Lake because Claire's got theater camp, and you can't miss this, apparently, because it's like a thing. So, you know, we came back on Monday, and then yesterday we had a daddy-daughter date. We saw Superman and took her out to dinner. All the controversy around Superman, there's no controversy around Superman. None whatsoever. Made up by a lefty Hollywood reporter looking for attention. I'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But I wanted you to know that it's nonsense. There's no controversy. Superman is not woke. Superman is not trying to help illegal immigrants evade ICE or Border Patrol or nothing. It's just it's a superhero movie. I'm not going to tell you much about it because it doesn't open until Friday. And I don't want to, you know, one way or the other. But you can know that it's at least political controversy free. The only thing political in it, which I think you'll agree with or you'll like, is that it does really show how the military-industrial complex is trying to get super rich, because Lex Luthor is the villain behind the military-industrial complex trying to start a war to get rich. Now, that's nothing new, because that's what he's always been trying to do. But it's a good reminder that if there is a problem in this country, it is with the military-industrial complex, something we've talked a lot. And I'm not saying that they try to take out Trump in Butler. I am only saying that until we know everything about Corey Capitore's death and the attempted assassination on President Trump, we rule out nothing. Nothing. We will rule out nothing. Because I know the military-industrial complex tried to take him out twice. Not by killing him, but by trying to undermine his presidency with the Steele dossier to try to take him out. Think about it, right? So it's 2017. The Republicans might think to themselves, oh, my God, our president might be controlled by Russia. And he had to overcome 16 people in the primary. The party didn't want him. And early on in his first term, he was surrounded by all these party hacks. Remember that? Brought in all these party hacks from the Republican National Committee back then. And all these people were trying to undermine him. So I think the thinking by Comey and Brennan and Clapper and the others, including the military-industrial complex, was if we can convince these people he's a Russian asset, we can impeach him, we can remove him, we can take him out, or at least cripple his presidency so he accomplishes nothing. But thank God nobody fell for it. It was all made up. The second time the military-industrial complex obviously tried to stop the president, and they were successful, was when they told everybody that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, that letters signed by 51 deep state hacks, including Comey and Brennan and Clapper, not Comey, but Brennan and Clapper and these other people who all worked for them. That was the biggest election interference that worked. It worked. It was they were able to cheat in that election by convincing people that Joe Biden was this kind old man just keeping you safe from COVID and mean tweets hiding in his basement and not the corrupt SOB that we all know he is and was and is. And they were able to achieve that by covering up the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop. But anyway, so Elon Musk and Donald Trump are in this this you know match that they're in right now. And Elon wants to start a third party. Third parties will never work. The problem with third parties is that the two-party system is so entrenched from the ground up. The genius of guys like, and they're villains, but they're smart. Like Lex Luthor is a villain, but a very smart one. Soros is a villain, but he's very smart. And his idea was, let me build a party from the ground up, not by starting a new one, but by infiltrating one of the two. So he obviously picks the Democrat Party, and then he floods it with cash, and he gets these prosecutors elected, like Larry Krasner, Alvin Bragg in New York City, that nutbag in Chicago, the nutbag in San Fran and Los Angeles, and, you know, and this is what they do. And Delco, I mean, this is what they do. They get these guys elected, and then they change the country dramatically from the local level up. You don't topple a political party from the top down. You infiltrate it from the local level. You get the district attorneys. Then you get the council people, the mayors. You take over the wards. You take over the aldermen, the town commissioners. And you infiltrate them with progressive kooks. Now you've successfully created a third party by de facto. And the Democrat Party today is not what the Democrat Party once was. These guys were very smart in doing it that way. They are now a party that is defund the police, let illegal immigrants in by the thousands every day, and then call ICE agents the Gestapo for trying to do their job and get rid of these people. And then you let criminals free, you go after cops, you prosecute cops, and then you ultimately try to use your office to go after your political enemies, which we've seen with Alvin Bragg prosecuting Donald Trump, Letitia James prosecuting Donald Trump. Larry Krasner wanted to. Oh, if he could have found a way to somehow prosecute Donald Trump for January 6th, he would have. Remember, he said that. He said that after Trump pardoned everybody involved in January 6th, he was going to look into seeing how he could bring charges against them in Philadelphia. Now, last time I checked, there was no insurrection in Philadelphia on January 6th. There wasn't in D.C. either, but you get my point. And Larry Krasner's jurisdiction extends only in the county of Philadelphia and not outside of that. So he can't charge anybody with an insurrection that didn't happen in Washington anyway. But regardless, that's how you do it. A third party's stupid. The problem for the Democrats right now is that it worked too well. Like their attempts to take over the Democrat Party by infiltrating it from the ground up with lunatics has worked out for them to such a degree that now all these Democrats who at one point thought maybe I could try to be a mainstream politician now have to cater to that lunatic base if they want to get the primary nomination. The problem is, to cater to that lunatic base, you're not going to win a general election. And this is why smart Democrats like the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, and the senator from Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, are now trying to play it a different way, hoping that the crazies will all cut each other up in the primary and that there would be a lane for one of them to try to win. Now, let's look at New York City, for example. So they nominate this communist lunatic, this Zoran Mamdani guy, right, who's a total commie, defund the police, seize private property, all of it, control the means of production, yada, yada, yada. Well, their only hope now, the Democrat Party, is to get the current mayor of New York, Eric Adams, to drop out of the race, to have the LoveGov / nursing home killer Andrew Cuomo run as an independent without Eric Adams and Andrew Cuomo taking votes from each other, and then hope that the Republicans and independents and enough Democrats come together to elect Cuomo. That's what their strategy is right now. Why Cuomo, you ask? Well, because Eric Adams, in their mind, made the mistake of cozying up to Trump, whereas Cuomo has still been the guy going out there and screaming about how Trump is the true danger to America. Eric Adams has toned down his rhetoric, which is part of the reason why the Justice Department charged him in the first place, was because he said that New York City can't survive. If you send us 10,000 illegal immigrants a day, this city will destroy itself. And he was right. But what happened? Well, Joe Biden's Justice Department indicted him on a bunch of nonsense. Trump's Justice Department dropped those charges, and Eric Adams has been out there saying that we've got to work with ICE. So they can't have Eric Adams. The LoveGov, and you might say to yourself, but what about all his scandals, Rich? Well, that's fun. But in Democrat, I mean, compared to Bill Clinton, the guy's a saint. And as far as killing people in nursing homes, remember, the left thinks there's way too many of us. Now, they'd like to see more of us die. as a climate change. So that's not going to be a deal breaker for them. So that's what they're working on right now in New York City to try to somehow stop this commie lunatic Zoran Mamdani. But there will never be a third party. The only way in America to achieve political power is to go through one of the current two political parties. It's interesting because as you watch the president's coalition, he has taken so many of the coalitions that were once prominent Democrat coalitions and brought them over to his camp. Union workers, blue collar guys, blue collar gals, all those people. And yeah, you know, you're still going to find unions that, like, there'll still be the local police union or firefighters union that'll back the city Democrat, but they do that for contract purposes. It's not because they believe in their policies. On the state level and the national level, they're going to go with Trump. They're going to go with the Republicans. But if you see a local union, you know, like a local FOP endorse a Democrat, that's strictly about the bennies. That's not about they like the person's politics. And that's just the reality of life. The local party survives because they control the benefits, the contracts, the all the authorities, the agencies that exist out there, the lawyers who get hired, the engineers, the insurance agents, all these people. I mean, if you pay attention, when you drive to the Jersey Shore, leave Pennsylvania, drive to the Jersey Shore, count the number of different authorities you pass between Pennsylvania, between the Pennsylvania Turnpike Authority, the Delaware River Bridge Commission, the Delaware River Port Authority, the New Jersey Turnpike Authority, the Atlantic City Authority, all of those are independent agencies with their own lawyers and insurance guys. And they're all contracts and money and the power, the party in power hands those out. And that's how they control things on the local level. You take control of a party from the bottom up, not from the top down. That's the secret. So the problem for the Democrats, though, is that they're so freaking nuts that people that used to vote Democrat are now voting Republican because the crazies are in charge of the Democrat Party. Once you let crazy in, it's very hard to get crazy out. Which brings us to New Jersey, where the Democrat candidate for governor, Mikey Sherrill, is in so much trouble after backing Zoran Mamdani for mayor of New York City that the National Democrats are throwing $20 million at her campaign. It's July. I have never, in all my years of being in politics, and I've been in politics since I was in sixth grade, I have never in July seen them throw $20 million at a Democrat candidate. That is a bad sign. That's a sign she's going down and Jack Cittarelli can win. Just like I told you a year ago, I've never seen a presidential debate in June. They're doing this to get Joe Biden out of the race, and I was right. Well, they're trying to save Mikey Sherrill because she is going down in this race. You let crazy in, very hard to get crazy out. And that's the modern Democrat Party today. All right, as we continue, let me tell you about the Grand Hotel of Cape May. We're going to be live for our next show, August 15th. I'm so excited. I want to see you there. And now is your time to book your July midweek stay. Why the Grand Hotel? Because it's a beautiful place, oceanfront, with two gigantic pools. A beautiful outdoor heated pool, huge, and an indoor heated pool. So if the weather stinks, and you might have noticed it rains like every freaking day now, like we live in Seattle, well, you still have a pool. You know, you're stuck at a shore house, the kids are on their devices, what do you do? Nothing. But at the Grand Hotel, you take them to the pool, the indoor one, or the game room. Hemingway's restaurant right on site. And when you stay at the Grand Hotel for the midweek stays, you get resort credits that you can use at Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand, and the gift shop too. And what I love about the Grand Hotel, the people, and I love the events there. My friend Caitlin was named the 2025 South Jersey Face of Weddings. She will help you plan the wedding or any event. It'll be so memorable, you'll never forget it. So book today for the best rate and to get those resort credits by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And I'll see you there August 15th.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
So ICE, big arrest today by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They arrested an MS-13 kingpin wanted for 5 aggravated murders in El Salvador and on the country's most wanted fugitives list, according to Fox News. ICE also arrested an MS-13 associate he was living with, 30-year-old Rene Saul Escobar Ochoa, who's also wanted in El Salvador. And this is a big win, but also a reminder of what ICE agents are up against. Here to talk about it with us today, Lori Reese. Lori Reese is Director of Border Security and Immigration Center at the Heritage Foundation. Lori, thank you for thank you for joining us on Talk Radio 1210. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, Laura, we talk a lot about these ICE agents now and the Democrats and they're nonstop demanding that their identities be known, that they be doxxed, calling them the Gestapo. And that resulted, obviously, in a violent attempt to try to kill some of these guys. They're up against some of the worst of the worst, though, are they not?
They are, in terms of just doing their job and locating and arresting, detaining serious criminal aliens here in the U.S. But now they also have to deal with Antifa and other radical, violent, anti-ICE and anti-American protesters who are obstructing their job. And it's growing more violent by the day. We have people calling for blood, for people to be shot, for agents to be killed. Most recently, there have been nail strips put down to stop the cars, ICE cars. And so the left isn't going to be satisfied, I don't think, until an ICE agent is killed. But all of this is about stopping deportations because the left worked so hard and so quickly under the Biden administration to bring these millions in. They now don't want them to be deported.
Yeah, they don't want them to be deported, obviously, for a variety of reasons. I think a lot of that has to do with the political count for the 2030 census, in addition to their political philosophy, obviously. When you think about the rhetoric of elected officials in particular, Tim Walz called them the Gestapo. You've got Cory Booker and Alex Padilla now saying that their identities have to be clearly revealed for everybody. It's almost as if the Democrat Party right now is doubling down on suggesting that the hardworking Americans who signed up for this job and are doing the law that Congress passed— Now, the Democrat Party is now suggesting that these people are somehow like rogue terrorists. I mean, you have Pramila Jayapal literally call them terrorists. It's just some of the most irresponsible rhetoric I think I've ever heard.
Yes. Meanwhile, they're perfectly fine with Antifa being masked up. This is typical for the left, and they reverse the roles of the victim and the oppressor. They reverse the circumstances of cause and effect. What's up is down, et cetera. And so, yes, they're just going to keep thrashing and lashing out, raising the rhetoric, increasing calls for violence because they don't control the White House. They don't control Congress. They barely control the courts because they're, you know, radical district judges. Judges are getting overturned at in the higher court level, and so they're taking it to the streets. But anything to prevent deportations, and so you know, for some it is strictly about immigration, but for others it's just another way of revolution to tear down American institutions, American society, have no borders, you know, citizens of the world, and get rid of our nation state along with others.
Laura, what do you make of their attempts right now to go out there and say that people are being kidnapped on the streets of America? Literally kidnapped.
It's false. They use terms like kidnapped, disappeared, which harkens back to the 80s in South America countries, South American countries. You know, ripped away. They'll use very emotional vocabulary to evoke emotions and to sustain opposition among the citizenry to what ICE is doing, again, to prevent deportations. And now they're panicking more because Congress just passed the reconciliation bill, giving ICE a whole lot more resources to carry out mass deportations.
Laura Reese, I'm old enough to remember a time when Democrats were on the side of deportations. I clearly remember Bill Clinton talking about this. I remember Barack Obama talking about this. I mean, I see stories about how Obama still leads in the number of deportations. When did this change happen where the Democrat Party at one point went from being the party saying we need to have borders and we need to have deportations to now being the party that's accusing ICE agents of being the Gestapo?
Well, during the riots of 2020, while most of it was defund the police, you would occasionally see anti-ICE defund ICE. But now that's bubbling up to the forefront as a convenient excuse to keep the violence up in the streets and to oppose Trump's policies. But again, the issue is never the issue. The issue is revolution. So they'll just swap out their foreign flags and their pre-printed signs and their mindless chants. But, you know, starting, I think, with Obama, when he passed, signed, it wasn't even him, it was his secretary, signed a memo creating DACA, which was unconstitutional, and going there. They have sold out to the globalists, to George Soros and all his NGO organizations and their affiliates, because one, political power, but two, going after that tearing down America and other, you know, European leading countries to have a more of a global governance, which, of course, you know, benefits China. So, you know, we have to keep an eye on all of this, unfortunately, at multiple levels.
And then the census in 2030, which there's a bill right now which would say that only American citizens should be counted in the census for the purposes of apportionment to the seats in the House, which, of course, means the Electoral College. You've had a mass exodus out of blue states to places like Florida. The left is very worried about losing those congressional seats and losing the Electoral College power in those states. So they want to make sure that these illegal aliens are counted for that purpose. I mean, this is a no-brainer, in my opinion. I can't imagine the founders ever would have thought that we would count people who weren't citizens for the purposes of representation in the House of Representatives. But is that bill going to move forward? I mean, it should, right? We got a Republican Congress, got a Republican Senate, we got a Republican president.
It absolutely should. And you would think it would be in the members or the interest of many members of Congress to pass that bill so that they don't no longer have to deal with these very thin margins in both chambers to get anything done. But yeah, it is critical. And, you know, you don't have to take our word for it. Yvette Clark, representative from New York, admitted this during a hearing that she needs the headcount in her district for redistricting. So, you know, that's the name of the game.
Yeah, I read a study that was done, I think it might have been the Brinkley Center, but they said that, or the Brennan Center, Democrats could win Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and every state that Kamala Harris won and still lose the White House in 2032 if this trend continues with the moving out of these blue states, which is obviously why the Democrats want to count them. So I think a lot of the fake outrage last couple years when you had Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott busing people to blue states, I think a lot of that outrage was fake because they want the bodies. They want the body count.
I agree with you. And still, you know, Americans just want the same deportation policy that Martha's Vineyard had after DeSantis bust just a few up there. And they deported them within 48 hours.
But with the National Guard doing it, actually.
Yes, that's right.
Is it true now that a majority of Americans support deportations?
Yeah, poll after poll shows that. And that was true during the campaign, whether that was Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina. First time ever you were hearing Americans supporting the term mass deportations. And that has held, if not increased, to recent polls because Americans are fed up with our tax dollars going to people who aren't supposed to be here, the fentanyl and the lost lives to serious criminals, people who shouldn't be here, the lack of housing, quality education, you know, waits in the emergency rooms, you name it. Illegal immigration touches so many aspects of our daily lives.
Do you think that the One Big Beautiful Bill will actually really crack down on some of that?
Well, it gives the resources. And so now it's up to the administration to use that money and carry out mass deportations. And here's where they need to expand the scope, not just the worst of the worst, but any type of deportable aliens. So that includes visa overstays, illegal border crossers, those who worked here without authorization, those who committed identity or document fraud, you know, the so-called small immigration violations that we have looked the other way from for decades, which resulted in 11 to 20 million illegal aliens here before Biden. And then, of course, he doubled that. So it's important that the administration carry out mass deportations for any type of deportable alien.
But I hear that the administration is talking about working with certain sectors to not do that. And we're talking about people that cross the border legally, obviously.
Yeah, no sector should be off the table. A key part of this is self-deportations, but a deportable alien is not going to self-deport if they don't feel a risk of government deportation, nor especially if they see that they might get amnesty. I mean, that is self-defeating. So amnesty should be off the table. It just encourages more illegal immigration. And again, no industry should be off the table either.
The president said today no amnesty, and yet we've heard a lot of that talk about particularly the agricultural sector, that there would be some sort of, I don't know, leniency or something like that. I'm not quite sure what those conversations look like, but I just have a hard time believing that we don't have enough Americans to do a lot of these jobs. Like I was up in Tupper Lake, New York, where my wife is from, and there was a pizzeria that closed. What I was told was that it closed because there was an ICE raid down the street, and the people that were working there were all worried, and so they all left, and then the guy had to close. And I just kept thinking, like, I worked at a pizza place when I was in high school and college. I can't imagine they can't find people to work at this restaurant. It seems like there must be another reason why this place closed down. You know, it's like there obviously are Americans who are capable of working, right?
Yes. And now many of them have been removed from welfare. If you are able-bodied, then you are expected to work. So more people are going to be looking for jobs. It's insulting to say there's jobs Americans won't do. That's both untrue and insulting. The trick is you need to notify Americans that jobs are available. You need to interview them, hire them, and then retain them. But time after time, employers will take the faster, cheaper, easier route and hire illegal aliens to undercut their competition. And that needs to come to an end. No sector should be off the table from enforcing the law. And when it comes to agriculture, they already have their own legal program for temporary workers, and it is uncapped, unlimited. So agriculture employers shouldn't be getting yet a second bite at the apple. They should use the legal program already provided them.
Laura, thank you for joining us. Laura Reese is the Director of Border Security and Immigration Center at the Heritage Foundation. You can follow her on X at Laura_Reese. Laura, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, they're actually talking about cloud seeding on Fox News and weather manipulation. Cloud seeding. There's a guy, Augustus Dorico, the CEO of Rainmaker Tech Corporation, talking about this, and chemtrails, too. Wow. I didn't expect the Will Cain show to go there, but interesting. All right. We got a lot to get to here as we continue along the show, but let me tell you about our great friends over at Emmons Roofing and Siding. You want 10% off? Of course you do. Who doesn't? You want to save some money? Well, 10% off roofing, siding, Anderson windows, doors, and so much more. That's what you get at Anderson. That's what you get with Emmons Roofing and Siding. You get the best in the business, the Owens Corning shingle for that roof, with a lifetime warranty that is going to make sure that that roof lasts, and they are all over it when it comes to roof repairs, too. So reach out to them. Just like our buddy Chris did. Chris Eppolito reached out to them. He sent me a tweet, said he had Josh from Emmons come down to his shore house and give him an estimate, and he said he was a great guy. Of course they're great guys, and they serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So thank you for using our sponsor. And you can trust, since I've been using them for over 10 years in two different homes that we've owned, not consecutively, but not at the same time. They redid the kitchen and the bathroom in our old house, did a great job. Bridget was thrilled. Happy wife, happy life. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to Emmons today by going to emmonsroofing.com. You'll have the finest craftsmanship. Your home will improve in value, increase in value. And, of course, it'll be better protected from the elements because God knows we're getting them every day, more and more of them. So emmonsroofing.com. Matt and Stephanie are dedicated to your customer satisfaction, and they will make you very happy. And you tell them I sent you. Get that 10% off discount for each and every one of my listeners. emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
We have any tickets to give away today, DeSantis?
Not to my knowledge.
No?
We never have anything to give away.
Nothing?
No. I assume eventually we'll have some politics and Pines tickets to give away. But for now, go grab up those VIP tickets while they're still available. I'm sure they're going to go fast.
Oh, right. That's the event with Gianna Caldwell.
Yeah.
My special guest, Thursday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College. You'll get a copy of Gianna's book signed, The Day My Brother Was Murdered. It'll be an incredible night. Fox News contributor, great guy, Gianna Caldwell. And a VIP event includes exclusive and intimate pre-event photo opportunity with Gianna and me, signed copy of The Day My Brother Was Murdered, and a take-home Politics and Pints tumbler. So that's great. That's July 31st. Tickets will sell out. So make sure you do that today by going to 1210WPHD.com. But that's not the event I was talking about, because I was hoping we could get some tickets to give away to... How do you like bowling? You like bowling? Justin, you strike me as a guy who likes bowling.
I don't hate bowling. Bowling could be fun.
Right? Right?
Yeah, bowling could be fun. I enjoy a little bowling from time to time.
What an endorsement.
Ever since I saw The Big Lebowski, I became a huge fan of bowling. You know? And I don't roll on Shama Shamas, obviously. I mean, who does, right? But you have seen The Big Lebowski, right, Justin?
Oh, of course.
Matt, have you ever heard of The Big Lebowski?
I've heard of it.
Oh my God.
It's unbelievable. It's just, it's painful to come back to, Justin. It really is. It's painful.
I don't know how you do it.
I forgot what this was like, this pain.
Oh, God.
How have you not seen The Big Lebowski, DeSantis?
I don't know. What year was it made?
1995, I think, three, something like that.
Oh, you know what? 98. Yeah, that just missed the cutoff. Usually I stay. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I mean, it's on my to-do list. Everyone raves about The Big Lebowski. I have no reason to believe it's not an enjoyable film to sit down and watch. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Anyway, there's an opportunity this weekend in Pennsylvania for bowling. In the nude. Now, I feel like this is one of those things where, you remember that Seinfeld episode where you said there's good naked and bad naked? I think nobody looks good bowling naked. No one. No one. But the Pittsburgh area naturalists are hosting a nude bowling event on this coming Saturday, July 12th, at the Crafton Ingram Lanes in Pittsburgh. The name of the event? Balls Out Bowling. Balls Out Bowling. Yes. Kingpin is really, truly one of the absolute greatest. My friend Kristen just texted me that. I rewatched Kingpin recently. Hysterical. It gets funnier every time. Matt DeSantis, have you ever heard of Kingpin?
Oh, my God.
It's why.
No, I don't know anything about
Bill
Kingpin.
Murray, Woody Harrelson.
Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid at his finest, playing an Amish bowler.
I'm sure it's real good.
And Big Earn McCracken. Bill Murray. The height of his powers as Big Earn McCracken.
Got a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't care what the elite Harvard critics gave it. No one cares. What does the popcorn meter give it?
Let me see. Hang on. I'll let you know. Popcorn meter, 69. That's not terrible.
That should be higher. That should be higher. That's, you know why? Because that movie came out before they really had the popcorn meter. That's why. I'm glad critics hated it because it's funny. It's really funny. And that's where the term Munson comes from. We use a real Munson. And it takes place in Ohio or Pennsylvania, doesn't it? It's like right in our area. Something like that, I think. Anyway. Balls Out Bowling. We have two tickets to give away to Balls Out Bowling. Caller number 12 right now.
Don't.
Nope.
They're sold at the door. The tickets are sold at the door. We couldn't give them out even if we wanted to.
If you're interested in going bowling in the Buff, you have to be over 18. You don't have to be a good bowler. In fact, you don't even have to bowl. You just have to buy a ticket for $30, which includes 4 hours of it. Do you have to wear the shoe? You have to wear the shoes. Yeah, shoe rental. So you're going to be naked, but with bowling shoes on. That's not a good look for anybody. I don't care how fit you are. That's a bad look. That's a bad look
also,
right there.
Also, I misspoke. Don't show up at the door and expect to get tickets. You actually do have to buy them ahead of time.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah. You know, and I'm going to Pittsburgh next week anyway for McCormick's Energy Summit. I could just leave Saturday, pop by the Balls Out Bowling event, just hang out in the Berg until McCormick's Energy Summit with the president on Tuesday.
It's just going to be you and like 90 other dudes because there's no chance a single woman is going to be appearing at this event.
Oh, no, I think there'll be heavily tattooed, beefy women who will be at that event.
All right, no woman that you want to see will be at the event.
No human being that I'd want to see would be at that event. Let's make it very clear. I don't care how buff you are. I don't care if you're a 10. You're bowling in bowling shoes, naked. That is not a good look. I'm sorry. No, but it's going to 50 and $30. Bowling shoes are involved. And those things stink anyway because, you know, people wear them and then they spray them and that's not a good look anyway. So we don't have tickets to give away. I thought we had tickets to give away. Did I read the email wrong?
Unfortunately, we do not.
Damn it. Well, sorry. I was going to give two tickets away to the winner of who would be the most attractive member of the Zioli Army to go to see this. We're going to have a contest.
I feel like a member should go and just let us know what's going on down there. Maybe a live report or something.
This sounds like a job for Road Warrior.
He can ride his bike.
Just saying. Just make sure he isn't naked when he rides his bike, because that's also a bad look. Also, very, very bad look. Yeah, if anybody wants to be our on-the-ground reporter for Bowling in the Buff in Pittsburgh this weekend, let us know. All right? We'll cover none of your travel whatsoever, but you'll get to come on the air Monday and talk about it. How about that? Maybe, possibly. I got to clear that with programming. That's
a good deal.
Seven levels above my pay grade, but possibly. All right? So let us know. That's the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. He's going to be thrilled about that one. Go see him today for your perfect smile, because whether you're bowling in the Buff or not, got to have a good smile. So Dr. Mike Veneria will make sure you have one. VeneriaDental.com. VanariaDental.com. VeneriaDental.com. Got a big 5 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.